This is a poem called Wintering. It's inspired by the writings of Gilbert White about house swallows, and particularly what happened to swallows when they appeared to vanish in the winter. Some of the theories that White talks about are frankly ludicrous. One of which struck me particularly was that some people believed that they actually went to the moon for the winter. But here's what Gilbert White says in The Natural History of Selborne. It's an epigraph for the poem. House swallows have some strong attachment to water, and though they may not retire into that element, yet they may conceal themselves in the banks of pools and rivers during the uncomfortable months of winter. So that's his theory, and certainly a lot less ludicrous than flying to the moon. But here's my poem. Wintering. At summer's close, a level branch would see them, all in line, perched in readiness for what no one was sure. They quit their favoured places, eaves and chimney stacks, all of a piece, so swiftly none could swear they'd seen them take to wing. The limbs that saw them gather in their scores, spread out by rivers, ponds and meres, gave some a clue. The soft soil of the banks might offer habitation, make a place to see the winter out. But others, not at all convinced of this, and noting how they skimmed the water's surface after flies, theorised they found a refuge in the deep, there to sojourn safely throughout the coldest months. And knowing none of this, the swallows made for Africa. Instinctively, the moon, the depths of ponds, their very banks, each in plain sight. Who knew of Africa, if it was anywhere at all?